The first reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans today reminds us that during the time that he wrote this letter, he was actually in captivity. He was being chained for his faith. He was really suffering. Paul was really suffering at this time. That's why he's able to say to the people of the Roman community, I consider all the sufferings of this present time are at nothing compared with the glory to be revealed to us. Paul wrote what he was experiencing at that moment, the suffering he bore for Christ. And he knew that even though he was a Roman citizen, he knew that ultimately there's really very little options. It's what given to him as a privilege, quote unquote, a privilege per se, that if he's going to be, I guess, judged for his crime, he will be beheaded, right? That's what the luxury given to a Roman citizen, beheading, a gentler death per se. But he knew what was coming to him. And he considered all the sufferings that he was going through had nothing compared to the glory that revealed in Christ Jesus. So we're being reminded, just as St. Paul have said, now if hope sees for itself, it's not hope. If we can see everything that we hope for, then it's really not hope at all. That's why we shouldn't say, my mom knows me. Every time there's a lottery that's about like $1 billion or plus, my mom will tell me, pray that I win the lottery. I hope I'll win the lottery. And then whenever I tell her, mom, you know that will not happen. Mm-hmm. The good Lord will never allow a mother of a priest to win the lottery. That's just scandalous, you know? And she said, shut up, I didn't ask you for your opinion, you know? And so hope is not something that we want, something we can see. And he said exactly, for who hopes for what one see? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait in endurance. We must endure it because we yearn for the things that are eternal, the things that are from heaven, the things that are everlasting, not the things that we can see. Because if we only hope for the things we can see, what if God say no? What if God give us something much more or something that's different than what we humanistically hope for? Then we then begin to see him as someone who failed us. Oh, God doesn't love me anymore. Or God is not real. Then we treat God as if he's a vending machine. And that's not God. God is much more. And that's why it leads me toward the gospel reading today. We're being reminded that the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. I remember my first visit to the Holy Land when we were shown how big a mustard plant was. Giant thing coming from a small seed. So our faith too. We cannot imagine how our faith will grow. Right? But we must trust that the good Lord will bring to completion what he has started. Right? This is what hope is for. On his own term, according to his own providence, according to his own time. And we must trust in God's goodness. And how can we trust in God's goodness? By what the saints have taught us. Introspective reflection. Look back into our life and see how we overcame the hard times in our lives. We didn't do them by ourselves, right? It was the grace of God who led us here. God had been good. God had been faithful. Therefore, he will always continue to be good and faithful. Even when we have to go through sufferings, even if we have to go through pains, even if we have to wait in endurance like what St. Paul said.